It is Friday. It is the 19th day of April. And with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
If you haven't filed your taxes, you're late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What I don't know about taxes could fill a football stadium, but if you're late one day or late 10 days, is there a difference?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't have to worry about it this year.
I don't do math, so okay. I'm kind of at a disadvantage from the beginning.
Yeah.
So this week's theme is one of my favorites.
Theater?
No.
Okay.
This is the road less traveled.
That was my second guess, yes.
Because I'm sure you know Game of Thrones is back on TV.
Yep.
And I'm sure you know this is the last weekend to see Men of Steel, Women of Wonder at Crystal Bridges.
That happened so quickly.
It did. So you got through Monday.
And then it's gone.
And that Khalid Hassani, who is the author of The Kite Runner, is coming to the Fayetteville Public Library.
That is a week from today.
That is correct.
Tonight.
But you may not know these things.
Okay, I bet I don't.
Today and tomorrow is the 27th annual Spring Crank Up at Tired Iron of the Ozarks in Gentry. This is a club for people who love antique tractors and antique engines.
And I've been to this a couple of times, and one of the great things is they will answer all your questions.
They'll answer questions you didn't know you had.
That's true.
They've taken this piece of ground on Taylor Orchard Road near Gentry and turned it into essentially a museum that has a log cabin with furnishings and a working sawmill and a blacksmith shop. And then at this event, there's going to be a parade of power.
Yep.
And rope making and things for collectors to buy. And you can adopt a tractor. There are tractors and other machines there who have no one to love them.
Okay.
So just like you can adopt a kitty at Turpentine Creek, you can adopt a tractor.
Very good.
And like you said, they will answer any question. If they think they can suck you into this, you'll be theirs.
It's interesting to see these machines from generations past, how they worked, or the ones that are well taken care of, how they work now.
Well, they're so cute because they say, you know, you just have to hear that sound a John Deere makes.
Yeah.
Well, I know what that sound is in my head. So 8 to 5 today and tomorrow. It's free. You can get directions to their museum at TiredIronOfTheOzarks.com. Tomorrow is Spring Fest.
It's still on Dixon Street, right?
Still on Dixon Street after a year of hiatus. Amanda Ray is driving the project this year, so you know there's going to be a bunch of music and a lot of the fun. She says she wants it to shine a positive light on Dixon Street because there have been businesses closing and there's
That's always the case,
yeah,
though, right?
But
yeah.
People get negative about it, so she wants it to be all family. They are encouraging people to eat at the Dixon Street restaurants because they're not bringing in food trucks, except like a funnel cake truck. And they're going to have two stages of music. And pretty much anybody you can think of that is a Fayetteville regular will be on one of those stages. So it starts on Saturday with a pancake breakfast from 7 to 10 at JJ's. There's a kids zone from 9 to 4 with an egg hunt at 9 in the Walton Arts Center Rose Garden. And then live music, like I said, including Melody Pond and School of Rock and the Pogs from 10 to 4 at the Bruce Walker Memorial Stage at Dixon and West.
Bruce Walker, late of Possum Leather.
Yes.
Yeah. Flying and Possum Leather.
The Just Love Stage at Kingfish. And all of it's free as far as going, and the pancakes are $5.
Okay.
So. And then Shiloh Saturday is something new. They do interesting things at the Shiloh Museum one Saturday a month for kids. But this is Ozark Stories with young actors from Arts Life Theater. That happens at 10 o'clock tomorrow. It's free. The Battle of Fayetteville Living History event is tomorrow from 10 to 4 at Headquarters House on Dixon Street. That's on the other side of College Avenue.
Right.
From where the other fun will be. There's a new exhibit at the Rogers Historical Museum called Rogers Postal History.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have the whole story from the stagecoach to the mail truck, big collection of stamps. It'll be fun. And then Music in the Park is starting up in Eureka Springs tomorrow night.
And is this the one with Smokey in the mirror, the honey dewdrop, the Smokey Dewdrops, I think.
Smokey Dewdrops. Joe Purdy first.
Right.
And then the Honey Dewdrops and Smokey in the Mirror playing together is the Smokey Dewdrops.
Right.
So, 6 o'clock Saturday, that's at Basin Park in Eureka.
And that's free.
Free.
Yeah.
So that ought to hold you till Sunday.
Thank you. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.